Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and this is going to be a special tribute episode. You're wondering, tribute? Why are we doing a tribute episode? Well, one of our listeners, Ron Barron's mom, passed away on the 24th of February. This was just this past Friday. Today is Sunday that I'm recording this. And he asked if I could play a Lone Ranger episode as a tribute to his mother. And I'm going to go ahead and go one step farther and do a whole tribute this week to his mom, his family, and just as a thanks for being such a loyal listener. So we're going to go ahead and play the Lone Ranger. And you wonder, why the Lone Ranger? Well, he said that back in the day when he was younger, she would put him on one of those little mechanical horse rides in front of grocery stores or a supermarket. And when she put him on there, she'd yell, "Hi-ho, Silver." So it's definitely something to think about, is that, everybody may remember the phrase, but may not even know where it comes from. So Lone Ranger is in all of our lives every day. So we're going to go ahead and play the Lone Ranger, and we're going to go ahead and give this to tribute again to Ron Barron's mom, Alice Barron, and I hope she rests in peace, and it's definitely something I don't mind doing. She was 91 years old and lived a nice long life, which is great to hear. Let's get into today's episode. Again, like I said, it's going to be the Lone Ranger. Original air date is August 19th, 1942, and the title is Spurs the Jingle. Hope you guys enjoy, and Ron, this one goes out to you and your family.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of a great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. We're heading for Custer. Oh, Silver! Hooray!
The main street of a town called Custer was almost deserted under the blazing heat of an August sun. The barber shop was a welcome relief, even a barber shop with a barber who talked too much and a screen door that slammed.
Hello, stranger. Will you score your innit? Haircut?
Yes, sir.
Oh, just a shave. Well, sit down. Have that hay off your chin before you know it. Let me strap a razor. Yes, you know these parts, ain't you? Almost everybody. I've never seen you before. Yeah, Custer's a mighty fine town. Kind of quiet, but it's growing. Getting bigger every day. Got a bank, church, even a newspaper. Custer Courier. Ever hear of it? Young fella named Tommy Webb's the editor. Yep, he... Well, look who's coming down the walk. Rusty Adams. Yep, it's Rusty, all right. You can't see, you can always hear. Where's the big silver spur in the left boot? It jingles like all get out. Yeah, yes. Rusty Adams. Ain't she a sight? Pretty as a picture. Niece of Joe Adams, the sheriff here in town. Even when she's wearing boys' clothes like that, she's prettier than 50 other girls. Red hair, green eyes. Just wears one spur. Funny, ain't it? Tell by the way that spur jingles just how Rusty feels. Listen. Uh-oh. Did you hear that? Of course, being a stranger, you wouldn't know. I bet Rusty's really mad about something today. Wonder where she's heading.
Miss Adams.
Don't Miss Adams me, Tommy Webb.
Why, what's wrong?
As if you didn't know. It's right here in the front page of your newspaper in big black letters. Is Sheriff Adams afraid of John McCord?
Well, is he?
Oh, that's ridiculous. You know Uncle Joe isn't afraid of anyone.
And why doesn't he stop McCord from building a dam across Boxwood Creek?
What my uncle does or does not do is his business, not yours.
It's the people's business. And the courier's the voice of the people.
Anyone with the brains of a prairie chicken would know why Uncle Joe is pretending he knows nothing about the dam.
The ranchers down in the valley will appreciate that. Especially when John McCord's new dam cuts off their water supply. The people of Custer have knuckled under to McCord and his gang for too many years. And if the sheriff won't do anything about it, the courier will.
Your stupid headline has probably ruined Uncle Joe's plan to trap McCord. Does that satisfy you?
What plan?
To let him go ahead and build his dam. Then prove that it's on property he doesn't own.
Is that true?
Of course it's true. Now, because of your silly newspaper, he'll be suspicious. Oh, you're without doubt the dumbest man I've ever seen.
Ah, gee, Rusty, you're beautiful, when you're a man?
Don't change the subject.
Say, did your uncle send you over here?
Oh, of course not. He's too busy to bother
with
you.
Well, isn't that him riding up the hitch rack outside? I thought maybe
you... Uncle Joe, you're in town. Oh, you went to Boxwood early this morning. Something's wrong. Uncle Joe!
Rusty!
What's the matter? You look so strange.
He's been shot. Here, Sheriff, let me help you down.
Sheriff?
Oh!
Here, Rusty, help me. We'll carry him in the shop.
Oh, it's too late.
Oh, who did it, Sheriff? Who shot you?
Some of McCord's men. Back trail from Boxwood. Ambush.
I guess he was right, Rusty. It is too late.
Dead?
Yeah.
And you did it.
I did it.
Tommy Webb, if it hadn't been for that headline in your paper today, my uncle would be alive.
Oh, but Rusty...
You killed him. And I hate you. Hate you.
Many miles south of Custer, an old outlaw lay propped in a ranch house bunk in the home of a doctor. The old man was known as Waco, a renegade whose guns had blazed from Denver to the Rio Grande. Now his eyes were dim with pain as he spoke to his friend, the doctor.
Is he here, Dirk? Did he come?
Not yet, Waco. I'll try to rest.
Rest? I'm heading for a lot of it. How much longer have I got?
Waco, there's no need for
you. I want it straight, Doc. How much time?
It's hard to say. An hour? Maybe more, maybe less. On the other hand, you...
Don't lie to me, Doc. I know I'm cashing in. All I ask is to stay alive long enough to talk to the Lone Ranger.
Waco, you deserve...
Hear that hoofbeat? Somebody coming up the south road.
Remember, you can't stand too much excitement.
I'll stand when I please, you old pill roller. Hurry up, open the door.
The masked man. You must be...
Is Waco here?
In the next room. He's very ill.
You're the doctor?
Yes. Waco is anxious to talk to you, but be careful. Any undue excitement in...
I understand. Now wait here for me, Tonto.
Lone Ranger. Powerful glad to see you.
I came as soon as Tonto brought your message.
There ain't much time. Got a lot to say.
Can I help you?
There's nobody else. Got to ask you to do something I should have done a long time ago.
What do you mean?
Well, first off, Waco ain't my real handle.
Very few outlaws use their real names.
But that ain't important. I haven't always been riding back trails. Time was when I was an honest rancher with a wife and baby girl.
What happened?
I had a partner who was a crook. He framed me, took all my land, and then told the law I was a thief. I couldn't prove anything, so I lit out. Been on the prowl ever since.
Your wife and child, what became of them?
I think my wife died. I heard she did. But the kid's still alive, someplace.
What can I do?
See that my girl gets the holy thing I've got to leave. The land my partner stole from me.
I'll do what I can, Waco. Where is this land?
Custer County, near Boxwood Creek.
It might be hard to prove.
No, no, it won't. Could have proved it long ago if I hadn't been outside the law. Got the proof right here, under my pillow. I can't move. You'll have to reach for it.
You mean this?
That's it.
Well, how can a spur prove that you're the legal owner of property?
You know, one won't do it. You gotta have the pair. Then take him to the land office in Custer.
Where's the mate to this?
Yeah, that's the trouble. I don't know. My wife had it.
Your partner who cheated you. What's his name?
John McCord. The lowest side-winding coyote that ever lived. The dirtiest...
John McCord, huh?
John McCord. Every time I speak that name, I...
Waco, I warned you about this.
He's gone, Doctor.
I told him he couldn't stand the strain that would tax his heart.
You'll take care of everything?
Yes. But where are you going?
I'm going in search of two things. The mate to this spur, a man named John McCord. Come on, Tonto.
Waco, die?
Yes, Tonto, he's dead.
Here, Silver.
Ready, big fella. How far is the town of Custer, Tonto?
Custer, plenty far. One day, maybe two. We go there?
As fast as we can ride.
Come on, Silver, get him up. Come.
Two days passed. In a tiny construction shack near the half-completed Boxwood Dam, John McCord laughed uproariously at the news his men had just brought from Custer.
You mean that little red-headed girl is really the sheriff?
She always was her uncle's deputy. Now she's wearing his badge and toting a gun.
Yeah, I wonder if Joe Adams talked before he died.
Must have said something, because the girl's packing a warrant for your arrest.
Arrest me? When?
As soon as she can find you.
Good. Couldn't have worked out better if I'd framed it myself.
What do you mean, Mac?
Nobody but me knows who she is, Slim. Did you ever hear of an outlaw named Waco?
Sure, he operates south of here.
Hit the trail, find him.
You want him plugged?
I want a single silver spur that he either wears or packs. And I don't care how you get it.
A spur? Get that kind of fun.
You heard me, Slim, get going.
Anything you say, Mac.
Now, Chuck, I want you to ride into town. Noise it around that I'm going to be at the Three Dice Cafe tonight. That ought to bring the girl sheriff out with her warrant.
What's the idea?
I'll sit in the back at a poker table. When she starts to arrest me, you stay behind her.
Yeah?
Then shoot out the lights.
The lights? What good will that do?
Make an uproar. And while it's going on, I want you to grab a single spur that she wears on one of her boots.
A spur? I don't think...
I'll do the thinking. You do what you're told.
Sure, Mac.
That redhead's crazy enough to play with fire. She's gonna get burnt.
I'm looking for John McCord. Have you seen him?
Right over there, playing poker.
Oh, yes. Come here, Mr. McCord. I want to talk to you.
Well, it isn't our new sheriff in skirts. You want to talk to me, girl, you'll have to come over here. I'm drawn to a four-card strike.
I said come here.
Oh, I'm comfortable. Why move?
Hey, look who just came in, a mess man.
And an engine. It's a holdup.
Bartender.
I,
Well, the bar is closed.
I don't want a drink. I want to see a man named John McCord.
McCord? Why, he...
Hey, go, Charlie! Patsy, where are you?
Shucks, Donovan. Let's get out of here.
Take a light. Somebody get a lamp. Wheels, Garber! Bring it over here.
Rusty, are you all right?
I guess so. That masked man who came in, is he the one who started the shooting?
I didn't shoot.
Who are you?
I think McCord or one of his men started it.
I can't understand it. When the lights went out, someone jerked the spur off my boot.
The spur? Was that John McCord who just left?
Yeah, he's probably heading for his dam at Boxwood Creek.
Come on, Toto.
A masked man and an engine. I wonder who they are.
That's a question your paper should put in headlines, Mr. Webb.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Continue our story. A Lone Ranger and Tonto trail John McCord and his gunman to the construction shack on Boxwood Creek. Then, still hidden by the trees at the edge of the clearing, they reined up their horses.
Yeah, this is far enough, Tonto. We don't want them to see us.
We catch Crook?
No, not yet. First, we need the right answers to some questions. Now, you wait here and watch that shack. I'm going back to Custer and talk to the girl who was in the cafe.
Tonto, watch.
Let me know if they leave. Come on, Silver.
A lot of fireworks, Mac.
Yeah, plenty. But you got the spur all right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, this is all we need. Now, as soon as Slim gets back, all the girls, sheriffs, and newspapers in the country won't be able to stop this dam from going up.
Maybe I'm awful dumb, Mac, but I don't get it. First we plug the sheriff, then you get all excited about a spur that a little red-headed girl is wearing. What about that masked man that was in the cafe looking for you?
I don't know who he was, and I don't care. We got the spur. That's the important thing.
I still don't get it.
Well, years ago, Chuck, I had a partner on this range. We split the ownership 50-50. And just to be sure one of us wouldn't get the best of the other, why, we deeded this creek bed to a pair of spurs.
That's one of them?
Yeah. Then my partner had to leave real sudden-like. And even though he had both spurs, I figured everything belonged to me.
Sheriff Adams must have known about it.
Yeah, he got nosy, I guess, putting around the land office.
But you need a pair of spurs to prove that you own
it. That's why Slim went south.
Mark.
Did you get it?
Waco's dead.
I don't care about Waco. Did you get the spur to make to this one?
I talked to the doctor who was with him just before he died. He said the last thing the old man did was give a silver spur to a masked man.
Masked man?
The maverick that was in the cafe.
What do you mean?
Should we head back to town, Mac?
No. No need to get excited. If that hombre with the mask has the other spur, you'll still have it tomorrow morning. And we can spot him easier in the daylight. Now, get some sleep, boys. We'll ride into town at sunup. Only listen to reason, Rusty. John McCord is dangerous. What happened in the cafe tonight is proof of it.
It proved nothing. McCord is responsible for Uncle Joe's murder, and I'm going to arrest him.
How?
Form a posse and ride to Boxwood Creek.
Oh, McCord's place up there is an armed camp, and you know it.
Is that any reason for not going?
Oh, now, Rusty, please. There are a lot of men here in town who can do that job. Why do you have to...
It seems to me, Tommy Webb, that the only person in Custer who's really afraid of anything is the editor of the Courier.
Now, that's not true. It's you that I'm worrying.
I'll open it. The masked man.
May I come in for a moment?
Well, I guess so.
I want to talk to the sheriff.
Well...
Oh, excuse me, I didn't notice your star.
Yes, I'm the sheriff. Even though Mr. Webb, the editor of our newspaper, doesn't think so.
Who is this man, Rusty?
I want to help you if I can.
How?
In the cafe tonight, you said someone stole a spur from you. Did you have two of them?
No, only the one. It was sort of an heirloom. My mother gave it to me when I was very small.
Was it similar to this?
Oh, that's it. Then it was you who...
No, this isn't the one you lost. It's a mate to it.
Where did you get it?
I'd rather not answer that question right now. Now, tell me, were you in the cafe tonight to see John McCord on business?
My uncle was a sheriff here until 2 days ago. Then he was shot in the back by McCord or some of his men.
I see. One more question. Where's the land office?
In Plainville, about 30 miles east.
Plainville, huh? Well, I'm going over there.
May I have that spur?
Certainly, it belongs to you. But I'd suggest that you don't wear it until I get back from Plainville.
Why?
Unless I'm mistaken, John McCord will stop at nothing to get that spur. Adios.
Who was that
quick,
man?
Quick, Tommy, look out that window. What kind of a horse is he riding?
Looks like a white stallion to me.
A masked man who rides a white horse.
Well, what does that mean?
We've been talking to the Lone Ranger.
Hold! Hold, Silver, hold!
Steady, big fella. We won't have to wait long. Hello should be here any minute.
Hold, Scott, hold, Hunter, hold!
Dotto, don't men leave the shack?
No. Men not leave. Another man come. Hunter watch long time. Lights go out. Me ride, meet you.
So another man joined them, huh? They must be waiting until daylight before they come back to Custer. That doesn't give us much time, Tonto.
Well, where we go now?
To Plainville. Then back here as fast as we can ride.
Come on, Silver. Come on.
This thing quiet, see? Just let you mosey on into town and find out where the masked man is.
Yeah.
Chuck and I'll wait here for you. Now make it fast.
Get up, you cayuse! Get up! Couldn't find hide nor hair of an hombre wearing a mask. I fanned the whole town. He ain't there.
I thought sure.
I did see that girl sheriff, though, walking down Main Street with that one spur of hers jingling.
What did you say?
The sheriff, she was...
Is she wearing a spur?
Well, sure, she always wears that.
Come on, prod them horses, both of you. We gotta ride.
You're so sure that masked man is trying to help you. Why are you disregarding his advice?
I'm not disregarding.
He said if you wore that spur, McCord wouldn't stop at anything to get it.
And I want to see John McCord. If this brings him into town, so much the better.
Oh, Rusty, I wish you wouldn't take chances like this.
Are you afraid?
No, I'm not, but...
Look, they just come off the side road into the street.
Who?
John McCord and two other men.
Now, what are you going to do?
Arrest him.
Well, at least give me one of those guns. I may be able to help.
Oh, steady there. Morning, Sheriff. You're up kind of early, ain't you?
I got up to meet you.
Well, now that's mighty nice of you. Yeah, mighty nice.
You left that cafe rather suddenly last night, but I knew you'd be back.
Yeah?
It saves me the trouble of organizing a posse to run you down. You're under arrest, John McCord.
Say, you handle that gun real businesslike.
Slim.
Yeah? Come here.
Put up your hands and walk over here.
Anything to oblige a lady.
Take his guns, Tommy.
Now, do you think it's very sociable to...
Get her, Slim! No, you won't, Chuck! Quick, Rusty, back here.
Not before I get...
Here, we can duck in the door.
If we stay here, we'll be cornered.
That's the grocery store. Let's get inside.
No, it's not!
Simple. Quick, get inside.
Oh, but Tommy,
I left her. Now, at least we got a chance to dodge some of that lead.
The walls of this place are so thin.
Here, back of the counter. That's a little better.
That masked man. I wonder why he didn't come back.
He rode to Plainville. There isn't a horse in the world that could bring him back here by this time.
Maybe his horse can.
No, it's a mighty slim chance. Another thing, we're running out of ammunition.
Oh, Tommy, you're hurt.
It isn't much. It's my shoulder.
Oh, Tommy, I'm scared.
Yeah, who isn't? It's really funny to hear you say that. I thought I was the one who was...
I'm sorry I ever said it, darling.
Darling? What do you mean you're...
Of course, Tommy.
Oh, well, then this is worth it, no matter what happens.
They know exactly where we are now. The counter doesn't fool around. This is it, Tommy. Hold my hand, will you?
Sure, honey, but... Say, Rusty, See that pile of gunny sacks over there?
Yes.
If I wrap one of them around my waist like a skirt, from a distance I might look like a woman.
What do you mean?
I'm going to do it.
Tommy!
I'll open the back door and make a run for it. They'll think it's you and I'll take their file.
No, Tommy, no!
Then you can get out the front room of the express office. There'll be somebody there to help you.
No, I won't let you.
We've got to do something, Rusty. We have no more bullets.
Oh, but not this.
Get ready to run out the front. And keep your fingers crossed. Goodbye, honey.
Goodbye. Tommy, listen!
Somebody's coming.
Quick, up for both of us. Look, it's the Lone Ranger. Oh, I knew he'd come. I knew he would.
Oh, oh, steady, Silver. Steady, big fella. Up those guns.
It's the army with a mask.
All right, McCoy.
I don't shoot. My hands are up. My arms.
You're not hurt, either of you. I just shot your guns away.
Just got here in time.
Yeah, they almost had his corner.
I knew that spur you were wearing would bring McCord here. I didn't think he'd come so soon.
Where's the other spur? The one I had originally.
McCord has it. I got it from him because they both belong to you.
Well, I guess I don't understand.
Now, you check with the land office in Plainville. That pair of spurs gives you a clear title to the land where McCord is building his dam.
Me? Oh, I knew it wasn't his property, but whose was it?
It belonged to your father when he was alive.
Oh. Who was my father?
A man who died as he would like to have lived. You can handle these men now, can't you?
Well, of course I can, but will you help me put them in jail?
Why, yes, Sheriff. Of course we will.
Oh, stranger, you're back again.
Sure,
we had plenty of excitement around here this morning. Big gunfight. Sedan, I'll tell you about it. yes. Well, our new sheriff put three crooks in the calaboose where they belong. And she proved that John McCord was building a dam on land that was rightly hers. You got it? I hear that her paw might have been a little shady, but Joe Adams raised her. Rusty turned out true blue.
Oh,
here she comes now. Walking with Tommy Webb. Listen. Ain't this sight, though. Real handsome couple. Rusty's got two spurs now instead of one. Listen to him jingle. Only one thing that got me puzzled. You know, the Lone Ranger was in town when all that shooting was going on. I wonder if he had anything to do with Rusty wearing that other spur.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.